And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and leaders of the group of seven wealthy democracies met in Italy, and he showed support for Ukraine's fight against Russia's invasion. Day one of the G7 summit, White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wodak-Oswara is traveling with the president.
U.S. President Joe Biden signed a bilateral security deal with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
The steps we're going to take to make sure that Ukraine has victory and that Russia does not prevail is continued support.
G7 leaders agreed to Biden's plan to lend $50 billion to Ukraine to be paid back using the estimated $3 billion a year in interest income from $280 billion in immobilized Russian assets. Patsy Wodak-Oswara, VOA News, Borgo Ignazia, Italy.
G7 summit turned to migration after promising tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles Iladesma.
A summit meeting of the group of seven leading industrialized nations is focusing on migration on Friday, a priority for summit host Italy and its right-wing premier, Giorgia Meloni, who's seeking to increase investment and funding for African nations as a means of reducing migratory pressure on Europe. The gathering's also focusing on global conflicts and the spread of artificial intelligence. Perennial issues such as climate change and China also are being discussed, but some divisions have emerged over the wording of the summit's final declaration, with disagreement reported over the inclusion of a reference to abortion. I'm Charles Villadesma.
The U.S.-led campaign against Iran-backed Houthi rebel turned into the most intense running sea battle the Navy has faced since World War II. That's what its leaders and experts tell the Associated Press, who journal